Gentus presents The Killing Boys by Luke Delaney. Performed by Chris Dyer. Prologue. Canada. Present time. The man known as Peter Delph walked towards a small grocery store in a snow-hit rural town of Moorcroft, near Montreal, Quebec. He looked like any other local, wrapped in warm clothing and wearing a Russian-style hat with ear flaps, but he was still recognizable. He entered the store, grabbed a basket, and started browsing the aisles, selecting occasional items disinterestedly. Outside, a nondescript pickup truck rolled to a stop on the opposite side of the street, the exhaust fumes turning to clouds in the freezing air. The tinted windows made it impossible to see the driver. Delph headed to the checkout and handed his basket to the middle-aged female attendant, avoiding returning her small talk, but smiling pleasantly. He thanked her and headed off, carrying his loaded brown paper grocery bag. The driver waited inside the truck, wearing sunglasses and baseball cap pulled low, collar turned up. He held the prepared pistol across his lap as he looked across the snowy street at the small grocery store, waiting. After a few seconds, Delph walked from the store and headed along the pavement. The driver climbed from his truck and crossed the street, following him along the pavement, closing all the time. As Delph reached his car and fumbled in his pocket for the keys, the driver closed the distance until he was only a few feet away. "Peter Delph?" he asked calmly. Delph spun around, surprised to hear his name spoken in the street, a rare occurrence in his new life. Once turned, he saw the man standing with his hands by his side.
"Can I do something for you?" he asked in his English accent.
The man raised his arm, holding the pistol with silencer in his hand. Delph's mouth opened as two puffs came, one after the other, from the end of the silencer, blowing two holes in the shopping bag as the bullets passed through it before entering his torso. He collapsed to the floor, groceries spilling across the pavement as the man walked purposefully towards him and stood over him, steadily pointing the gun at his face as he struggled to breathe, trying desperately to speak, to plead for his life as the snow under him began to turn red. Two more puffs suddenly escaped from the pistol, one entering Delph's forehead and the other his right eye. He fell rigid into the snow before his body began to twitch as the body registered that his brain had been destroyed. His killer was already driving away in his truck before his body finally lay motionless. Chapter 1. Somewhere in England, 2016. Detective Sergeant Fraser Harvey drove along a bumpy service road, approaching a modest-looking farmhouse in the near distance, scanning the area for signs of life, but he could see none. As he pulled up outside the farmhouse, a casually dressed man in his 40s walked from inside and stood by the front door, watching Harvey closely as he stepped from the car. They eyed each other, but it was clear they weren't strangers.
"Everything all right?" Harvey asked as he walked towards the man.
"Everything's fine," D.S. Collins replied.
Harvey walked past him without speaking into the farmhouse, although once inside it was clear it was no ordinary farmhouse. It looked more like a cross between the inside of a police station and an inexpensive house. Two more detectives sat inside looking bored, the handguns clearly visible on their waist belts. They both nodded towards Harvey, who nodded back before pulling up a chair and sitting down.
"What a fucking dump this place is," Harvey complained. "Stuck out in the middle of nowhere.
I hate..."